Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Medtronic, a heavyweight in the medical technology space. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Medtronic's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to help you gauge whether this stock fits your portfolio. Let's unpack what's been happening with this company, look at their recent performance, and analyze the bigger picture for your long-term strategy. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Medtronic is a global leader in medical devices, operating in the healthcare sector with a focus on innovative solutions like pacemakers, insulin pumps, and surgical tools. They're a giant in their field with a massive market cap and a presence in over 150 countries, employing tens of thousands of people. Their mission? Transforming healthcare through technology. A mission they've been pursuing for decades. Now, let's touch on some recent developments. Medtronic has been making headlines with their latest earnings call for Q3 of fiscal 2025, where they reported a solid 4.1% organic revenue growth. That's a strong signal of resilience, especially in a competitive industry. They've also been pushing hard on innovation, with new product launches and strategic investments that caught my attention. But not everything is rosy. We'll get into some challenges soon. Performance-wise, the stock has shown mixed results across different timeframes, with short-term fluctuations but a steadier trend over the longer haul compared to industry benchmarks in the medical devices space. This sets the stage for a nuanced discussion, so let's break it down through our SWOT framework and see where Medtronic stands for long-term investors like you. Strengths. Let's start with the good stuff. Medtronic's revenue growth is a standout. That 4.1% organic growth in the latest quarter isn't just a number, it shows they're keeping pace in a tough market. Their focus on high-growth areas like diabetes management and cardiovascular devices is paying off, with consistent demand driving those top-line figures. Another big plus is their innovation engine. From the earnings call, it's clear they're doubling down on R&D, launching cutting-edge products that are gaining traction. This isn't just about keeping up, it's about leading the pack in medtech, which bodes well for sustained growth over the next decade. Financially, they've got a solid foundation. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are competitive within the industry, reflecting efficient operations. Plus, their free cash flow yield is healthy, giving them room to reinvest or reward shareholders through dividends. And speaking of dividends, their yield is attractive for income-focused investors. Lastly, their global footprint is a massive strength. Revenue breakdowns by region show they're not overly reliant on one market, which reduces risk. With operations spanning multiple continents, Medtronic is well-positioned to capture growth wherever healthcare demand spikes. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. One area of concern is their debt load. The debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, and while they're managing it, it's something to watch. If interest rates stay elevated, or if cash flow takes a hit, this could become a drag on their flexibility. Another issue is short-term performance volatility. Looking at their weekly and monthly returns, there are some dips that might rattle investors looking for stability. While this isn't a deal-breaker for long-term holders, it's a reminder that Medtronic isn't immune to market swings or sector-specific headwinds. Operationally, while their current ratio and quick ratio suggest decent liquidity, they're not as robust as some peers. This could limit their ability to pivot quickly if unexpected challenges arise, especially in a capital-intensive industry like theirs. Opportunity. On the flip side, there's a lot to be excited about. The medtech sector is ripe for growth, especially with aging populations and rising chronic disease rates globally. Medtronic, with its focus on diabetes and cardiovascular solutions, is sitting on a gold mine of opportunity. Their earnings call highlighted strong performance in these segments, and I think this trend has legs for years to come. Innovation is another huge opportunity. They're not just resting on their laurels. New product pipelines and tech advancements could open up entirely new revenue streams. If they keep executing on this front, they could widen their moat against competitors. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to historical averages and industry peers. This suggests there's room for upside if they deliver on growth expectations. For long-term investors, this could be a sweet spot to build a position before the market fully prices in their potential. Lastly, geographic expansion remains a key driver. Emerging markets are hungry for advanced healthcare solutions, and Medtronic's already diverse revenue base by region positions them to tap into these high-growth areas with relative ease. Threats. But let's talk risks, because no investment is a slam dunk. First up, competition in the medtech space is fierce. Rivals are also innovating, and if Medtronic slips on execution, they could lose market share in critical segments like surgical robotics or wearable devices. Regulatory hurdles are another big threat. The healthcare sector is heavily scrutinized, and any delays or rejections on new products could hit their growth trajectory. This isn't just speculation. It's a real risk that's baked into this industry. Economic headwinds could also play spoiler. If global healthcare spending tightens, say, due to budget constraints in key markets, it could dampen demand for Medtronic's higher-end solutions. Their earnings call didn't mention this directly, but it's a macro factor worth keeping an eye on. Finally, that debt I mentioned earlier? It's not just a weakness, but a potential threat. If they can't manage it effectively, or if refinancing becomes costlier, it could limit their ability to fund growth initiatives or weather downturns. So, where does this leave us? Medtronic is a fascinating mix of stability and risk. On one hand, their innovation, revenue growth, and global presence make them a compelling pick for long-term investors. On the other, debt concerns and competitive pressures mean you can't just set it and forget it. You've got to stay vigilant. From a valuation perspective, the forward PE suggests they're not overpriced, which could be a green light for those looking to buy on dips, especially if short-term volatility creates entry points. But remember, long-term investing isn't about chasing quick gains. It's about riding out the storms with companies that have staying power. Medtronic seems to have that, but only if they manage their balance sheet and keep pushing the innovation envelope. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive on Medtronic. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Medtronic as a core holding in your portfolio, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.